Beginning this morning, a 28,000-square-foot market opens in the heart of downtown Boston that puts the focus on locally sourced food products. Meat and produce from local farms, homemade sauces, locally caught fish are among the items at the Boston Public Market. After more than a decade of planning, the market holds its grand opening today. We toured the market earlier this week as it was buzzing with last-minute preparations. The market's CEO, Liz Morningstar, began our walkthrough by explaining the past life of this newly renovated market space.
This is actually, the building itself is actually a Big Dig building. The primary purpose of it is the intake and the outtake for the Big Dig below. You'll see the two shafts in the middle of it. That's what that is.
Intake and outtake.
Of air that goes
really
below to the big tunnel.
Well, you want to show me around?
Yeah, I do. So the thing that is most unique about the Boston Public Market is it's the first all-locally sourced market of its kind in the United States. So everything sold here is either produced or originates in New England. 93% of our vendors are all from Massachusetts, so it's incredibly local. We have 15 farms here in the market space.
But you know what? It seems like it would be a tough thing to do here in New England, where we have, what, 6, 7, 8 months of winter.
How much especially this past winter, right?
Right, I mean, is that, you know, what do you do in the bad weather?
You know, the one thing that has happened increasingly here in Boston is winter farmers markets.
Right.
And in part, you know, being a farmer is a full-time job and it's all year round. They have things to sell in the winter as well.
Right.
So it's a different, you're not going to get the same level of tomatoes, but you'll certainly have plenty of root vegetables and others that can carry in cellars.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Fair enough. Good question.
And prepared food. So it will not just be produce or things like that. You've got a juicer, you've got
pasta. We've got juicers, pastas, yep.
Wine.
Wine is certainly a year-round affair, right?
You want to walk around?
Yeah, let's do it.
So how many vendors tried to get in? You have 38 now. So what was the vision of selecting folks to be part of this?
So we had 250 letters of interest that came in. We started an RFP process last year. Education and how vendors would engage with customers was a really important part of how we judged their application.
Will the vendors change at all?
Or? I expect they will. And when people ask me, how will you know if it's successful or what will it be like in a year from now? And what I would say is I expect it'll be very different. I think we're going to have change and, you know, it's built that way. That's what the business plan suggests, that it should be something that is rotating as an incubator space, as a space for new product to come to market.
Now, with Haymarket, with farmers markets in the summer all the time, I mean, you've got competition, right?
Yeah.
So what makes this different?
Well, it's interesting. A lot of the people who sell here, a lot of our farms actually do farmers markets. So why they like this is it gives them a place that's permanent, that they don't have to do the tents and the setup and the drop down and all of that.
Right.
I think that's attractive to our vendors, but it's also attractive to customers.
Can you show me around a little
more?
We got sidetracked.
This is Boston Honey, so we will have a demonstration hive here in the market. And they'll be right there, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
What's your name?
Evan Rosaska.
So what is this? What happens in this observational hive? Tell me.
So this is actually the largest observational hive we've kind of ever really done. Don't worry, Liz. We've got this.
So how many bees is that, do you know?
Anywhere from like maybe around 20 to maybe 30, at the most, 1,000 bees.
20,000. 20,000
yeah,
bees.
About.
Okay. That sounds like a lot to me. Okay, I see. And then here you'll sell the honey and honey products, right?
That's correct. It's honey that we produce here in Massachusetts. We'll be selling lip balm, skin cream, and soaps that we make. Also hand-dipped candles that my mom spends hours working on. Bring a lot of our labor of love to Boston.
Why did you want to be here in the Boston Public Market?
Well, we're the Boston Honey Company, first off. I mean, it goes with the name. The reason why we call it the Boston Honey Company and why we're so focused on being local is because when we first started keeping bees, we had all our bees in a small, very local sites in pretty much areas where the Patriots back in the day, not the football team, but the Revolutionaries actually fought the British. So one of our first fields is at Minuteman National Park. They're still there today.
Is this your first sort of storefront?
Absolutely. This is our first retail storefront for honey. People of the Boston area have been giving us repeat business for years now. And this is our first opportunity to just come meet them face to face and have them come to us as well. And we all hopped on board and we got busy like bees just really quickly. And we worked very hard and our bees worked even harder.
So you must be so excited for the opening.
We are extremely excited. Like, this is huge for us.
Good. Well, good luck.
Thank you very much.
I know. It'll make me cry. Every single person here has such love for what they do. And you can see it come out in him, but every single vendor, that's the same passion and commitment to what they're doing. It's just across every single one.
So what do you think it's going to feel like when you're standing there with the governor and Mayor Marty Walsh cutting the ribbon on this place?
I'm going to try not to cry.
You're crying now. I don't think you're going to win.
I'm worried about it myself. It's going to feel like an accomplishment. It's going to be a meaningful day.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Liz Morningstar, CEO of the Boston Public Market, which holds its grand opening and ribbon cutting later this morning, will be tweeting from the market's first lunch rush today. Follow along at WBUR.